thing is it's not gum.
Right. Now, is it side of gum? So we're talking about, I'm going to take this, we're talking about the Gemara, which says, and get your point in a second, Israel.
Only, what, four people never had a sin?
Like, right. So is that a theoretical concept? We're talking about comparing the Tzadi Gamor to the Baal Tshuva. And we think we're familiar with the concept that a Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than a Tzadi Gamor. What's fascinating is that in the Gemara, there's actually a debate about this. You know, we tend to think that, oh, of course, the Baal Tshuva is a higher level than a Tzadi Gamor. There's actually a debate. And, like, you know, sometimes when you have a debate between two Amoraim, two Talmudic sages, so you think, like, you look at the two of them, okay, Rav and Abaye, okay, who's going to win? So Rav wins most of the time, Abaye wins in about six cases, okay? You know, you have some, like, big leaguers and you have some minor leaguers in the Amoraim. So you have this debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Abahu. Now, I don't know about you, but, like, I always think Rabbi Yochanan seems to win. Rabbi Abahu was actually a student of Rabbi Yochanan. And actually, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that a Tzadi Gamor is on a higher level than a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Abahu disagrees, and he said, he disagreed with his Rabbi, and we're going to see there's an approach made he didn't really disagree, but Rabbi Abahu is the one who made the statement against his Rabbi, saying that a Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than a Tzadi Gamor. So first of all, you can narrow their debate. The Marsha, by the way, totally, like, narrows their debate. And he says that what's about Tshuva? He said the Marsha says about Tshuva is someone who was about to sin, but he didn't sin. Okay, that's not as exciting, right? So I'm saying, so in other words, the Marsha is saying, how could you say that someone sinned is on a higher level than someone who didn't sin? So the Marsha basically takes the approach that, no, you're right. If someone sinned, he's at a lower level than someone who didn't sin. But the Baal Tshuva is someone who was about to sin, but he didn't sin. That's the Baal Tshuva.
We discussed that and we didn't like that.
Yeah, of course you don't like that. It's not fun. Okay. No, I'm first giving you the non-fun ones, then we'll do the fun ones later. The Radvaz says that basically also, like, a Baal Tshuva is someone who, like, really is a good guy, but he slipped up once. It's not like what you're saying. It's not like your classic, you know, Baal Tshuva. It's someone who basically, like, slipped up once, but he's really a good guy for various reasons. So in other words, you could also, when you view this debate, a lot of the question is how you define terms. You know, is a Baal Tshuva like what we think a Baal Tshuva is? And some of the Rishonim sort of reject this notion of Baal Tshuva, someone who's, like, really, you know, mired in sin and then came back, because maybe then he wouldn't be on a higher level than a Tzadik, maybe. So I'm just saying the Marsha said that someone who was about sin and didn't sin, and the Radvaz said someone who only slipped up once. Now, again, so we have this debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Abahu, and I want to share with you three broad approaches to Rabbi Abahu's position, why a Baal Tshuva is on a higher level, assuming someone who's, like, maybe mired in sin. So one could, what's Rabbi Yochanan's rationale? So he's very clear, right? Now, there is, you had a test, right? So one guy got 100 out of 100, one guy got a 90 out of 100, so maybe the guy who got a 90 out of 100 worked much harder than the guy who got 100 out of 100. And in the day, you got 100, you're getting to medical school. You got a 90, you're not getting to medical school. Whatever the case is. You got three.
But that's also what we talked about. Like, you could have two kids, and one could get a 90, and you could be disappointed, and another one could get a 90.
100%.
Happy is the Baal Tshuva who's working.
So I'm just saying, Rav Yochanan's position, who says that a Tzadi Gamor is at a higher level, is presumably he's just going with points, right? Now, so Rabbi Abahu could be arguing on a technical level. On a technical level, so what, Josh, what you were saying is the Rambam. The Rambam says that, and just let me say, you're not judged by, by mitzvos versus sins. You know, someone who has a batting average of 1,000, right? He never struck out, never got out. That's the Tzadi Gamor. The Baal Tshuva guy, you know, he made mistakes. He doesn't have 1,000 batting average, but that's not how we're judged. So the Rambam said that the Rambam says, Tam hachet. So that's what you're saying, Josh. In other words, that the Baal Tshuva, he tasted sin, and therefore we are rewarded more by effort than mitzvot. It reminds me of I like to quote this passage a lot by the Michtav Me'eliyahu. It's a passage of Nekudas HaBechira, the Bechira point, where the Michtav Me'eliyahu, Rabbi Dessler says that we are judged not by our actions, but we are judged by our choices. So in other words, for someone who was brought up completely observant, it's not a choice whether they're going to put on tefillin. It's not a choice whether to keep Shabbos. So they're judged by their choices. That's easy. But if he said even someone, he gives an example, someone who's brought up as a thief. So you know what his choice is going to be? Am I going to murder that person when I steal from him? Now you might think that's crazy, but depending where he grows up, that for him is a choice. In other words, and he said that now obviously, the more good you do, the line, what he calls the Bechira point, you know, moves. For Baal Tshuva, you know, first could be, oh my God, am I going to accept Shabbos or not? And then once he passes that, so he moves that Bechira point, right? And Shabbos maybe no longer becomes a choice for him. But if he did it because of his effort, you're rewarded for it. So in other words, I'm just saying that the Rambam says that the reason why he passed like Rabbi Abo, because the Baal Tshuva is on a higher level, because he tasted sin. So there's more of a Yetzirah, more of a passion that you have to overcome, right? You're demonstrating more discipline. And this relates to Rav Dessler, who says that we are rewarded not by our actions, but we are rewarded by our choices. The Radvaz has an interesting take. And the Radvaz says, again, Radvaz is of the opinion that he said that basically the Tzaddik and the Baal Tshuva, they're both amazing people. The Baal Tshuva slipped up just once, but he acquired something that the Tzaddik Gomer didn't have, which is what? The mitzvah of Tshuva. So he got that point as opposed to the other one. But these are like technical answers. That's like a technical approach. Because the way we're rewarded is not by mitzvahs versus, do you have 1,000 batting average? It's by choices. It's by overcoming challenges. It's by acquiring an extra mitzvah. That's sort of one way to sort of deal with Rabbi Abo's approach. Now there's a second approach. And that is the experience of struggle. I think a number of years ago, might be before most of you are here, I gave a drasha comparing Rabbeinu Yonah's approach to tshuva to Rav Soloveitchik's approach to tshuva. And I was talking about in psychology, so there is, hopefully I say this right, Yael, there's behavioral and psychoanalytic. The behavior approach to psychology is basically you're doing something wrong, just stop doing the wrong thing. The psychoanalyst basically just talks for an hour, and then, the patient goes to the psychoanalyst, talks for an hour. At the end of an hour, the person says, okay, give me $200. And then they come back a week later, and they talk for an hour. And then at the end of the hour, the psychoanalyst says, give me another $200. That's how it works, y'all? No, that's not how it works. Okay. But basically, the psychoanalyst thinks about it. At some point, the client's describing, you know, it's not about just changing behavior. It's about analyzing and thinking about it and struggling with it. So Rabbeinu Yonah, basically his approach when it comes to sin is he says you have to erase sin. There, throughout Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that suffering is the primary focus with respect to tshuva, and basically it instills Yirah Shemaim to the sinner. Suffering is almost celebrated as a form of penance for your sin. The sinner is encouraged to drive his or her sorrow and worry to even greater depths. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the sinner must engage in a level of soul searching that results in extreme mental self-mortification, driving to, it's like torment, I can't believe what I did. And you just have to simply erase your sin. You have to say, it was so awful what I did, I have to stop behaving. I have to erase my past. It seems to me that this approach works well with Rabbi Yochanan's approach. That basically, your job is simply to erase, you would rather that sin wasn't there. You have to avoid, it would have been better had that sin not been there. A tzaddik gomor is at a much better level. If someone commits a sin, it's really bad. You have to simply eradicate it. That, I think, works better, at least within, I think, Rabbi Yochanan's view of how he views tshuva. Whereas Rabbi Soloveitchik says, by the way, Rabbi Soloveitchik says that simply erasing the past could be psychologically harmful. He writes this in Al Tshuva, his famous tshuva piece. He speaks about the psychological harm caused by the idea of simply erasing your past. He says, repentance out of fear of punishment, in which the sin is blotted out, and estrangement from the past, it means that you're sort of eliminating your personality. You have a history. You sin. For you to just say, this is not me. This is, and this is, and you totally try to distance yourself from that. He says that could be psychologically harmful. And so he's not into, he thinks it's difficult to erase your past. Rather, what he says, what Rav Soloveitchik says, is that you have to relate to your past in a different way. You have to transform that experience into something positive. Okay? The goal is to change your mindset, your relationship to the past, so basically so that you will repent. In other words, you can say, you know what? Let's say you were a very wild kid, okay, in high school. You would give the rabbim, you'd drive them crazy, right? You knew all the tricks of the book. So then you can say, you know what, I want to eliminate that past, okay? I want to eradicate that past. You know, I don't want to think about how it was so, you know, wild in my old days. Or you could say, you know what, I was like a chever man. I was, but now I can use that, and I can go to chinuch myself, and I can maybe use that past to, you know, that affects me how I am as a person. I can relate to that. I can see now how perhaps teenagers behave and how they act, and I can use that perhaps to deal with other teenagers. Now, them, you know, growing up, you could sort of use your past, not simply say, "Oh, that's not me," but you can use your past and grow from that past and develop a certain way. And so you're not eliminating the past, but you're struggling with the past and you're transforming the past. And what he says is that actually relates to a Gemara that Reish Lakish said in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, where Reish Lakish has two statements which seem to be contradictory. On the one hand, he says that tshuva is great because he says, zdonos nasos kishkagos, that your intentional sins become your unintentional sins. But then he has another Gemara where it says that Reish Lakish also says that tshuva is amazing, that your zdonos nasos lo kishuyos, your sins turn into mitzvos. And says, how could that be? So he says, the Gemara says, it depends how you repent. If you do tshuva miyira out of fear, so then your intentional sins turn into unintentional sins. If you do tshuva me'ava out of love of Hashem, so then your intentional sins turn into zchuyos, turn into mitzvos. So according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, he wants to say that if you do tshuva me'ava, if you really want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you basically say, you know, I'm not trying to change the past, but I want to relate to the past differently. I want to, what I did becomes part of myself, but I can use it to better myself. And perhaps when I sinned and I made mistakes in the past and I overcame those sins, I developed new kochos, new strengths within myself, which were amazing. So you use your mistakes to get a deeper understanding of who you are and how other people perhaps who are struggling with it are, and you use it for a positive purpose. And that struggle, which is tshuva me'ava, so that is how he understands this Gemara Yoma. He says that if it simply erases the sin, so then it becomes like an unintentional sin, fine. But if it motivates us to let's say, you know what, I learned from my struggle to now fulfill mitzvos with passion. And I learned, you know what, I learned how to transform this negative quality into a positive quality. And I knew how to relate to other people. And I use this for a positive thing. So then it becomes a zchuyos. And then you could be an even greater than a tzaddik gamur, right? And by the way, Rabbi Akiva Tatz, so he writes the following. The definition of complete repentance means that the sinner would not do the same thing again. That means that the weakness has been eradicated. They're higher than they were before. The person who's fallen is a person who had a fall in their character. The fall had been used to reveal that. And they've used this opportunity now to eradicate the problem. The person now uses that experience of the fall in order to weld together and eliminate the problem. They are now, through having a fallen experience, a person who no longer has that problem. The mechanism is that the fall has become an intrinsic and an inalienable part of their rise. Ki nafalti kamti. A person looks back on that occasion, will relish the moment he fell. Why? Because now that's part of your growth. The Baal Tshuva now has added a part of his personality. He relates to himself differently. He developed new forces within himself. So according to this second approach, again, the first approach that we're saying is that the Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than a Tzadik Gamor, because technically speaking, he tasted sin, so he overcame his Yetzer Hara more. Or technically speaking, he did the mitzvah of Tshuva, right? With this approach, Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Akiva Katz, is that through the struggle, you develop your personality into a stronger individual. If you weren't tested, then you didn't develop, you know, certain parts of your personality. Again, it's not that you're supposed to look for that. It's not for you that you're supposed to say, okay, I want to look to do evil, so now I can overcome a person. We're not supposed to do that. But if you found yourself in that situation, and that struggle developed your personality, so that's a very high level that you're not going to have if you're simply a Tzadik Gamor. So I want to share with you one final approach, and again, it has to do with definitions. My final approach in terms of the difference between a Baal Tshuva and a Tzadik Gamor is that this is by the Arvei Nachal. This is Rav David Shlomo Eibeshitz. So he says that it's all about definitions. He writes the following. He says, Ein perush mamer zeh kipshuto. Don't explain it like a simple explanation. Eich yitachen, I just have like 5 more minutes. Eich yitachen shemi shechat, of course you have to leave. Eich yitachen shemi shechat kol yomav. How can it be that someone who sinned his entire life, v'asa tshuva, and then all of a sudden he does tshuva, tegado malos misha lochata, then all of a sudden he's greater than someone who never sinned at all? Can't be. It can't be that someone who sinned his entire life, and then he does a mitzvah, then he does tshuva, he's higher than someone who never sinned at all. Ella, which says, what does this mean? Yes, tzaddikim asher hein yedum muchzakim be'enei atzvam litzaddikim v'yodim ba'atzvam she'enim chaltim. There are people, there are tzaddikim who think that they're tzaddikim and they don't sin. And that's a bechinuch tam. That's a lower level. Ava ikar malo tzaddikim gemurim who shemuchzakim be'enei atzvam lachaltim v'hein bali tshuva kol yumeyam. What's the higher level? That someone who's a tzaddik, but they think that they're sinners. In other words, they always think they have to grow. In other words, they totally changes the pshat of this Gemara. He wants to say that basically a tzaddik gamor, basically both people are tzaddikim. But the tzaddik gamor thinks he's a tzaddik, so he never wants to try to grow. Someone who's a Baal Tshuva is they always realize there's always more to do, there's always more to grow. So he's sort of changing terms, and he wants to say that if you live a life like a Baal Tshuva, you're a higher level than if you live a life like a Tzaddik, even if you're the same. And that's also pshat, maybe, for the chumras, the stringencies of a Seres Shmei Tshuva. Because you know you're not going to keep them after a Seres Shmei Tshuva. But what? Sometimes when we want to try to grow, right? You are Baal Tshuva, right? You want to grow. You want to be someone who's always growth-oriented. It's hard, right? It's hard. I can't do this. So you know what you do? You have a limit of 10 days where you say, I did it. I did whatever the chumra was, pass Yisrael. I did it. So it gives you confidence you can do it for the rest of the year. It's not like a fake, oh, I'm doing this, I'm going to change afterwards. No, but you're giving yourself a little confidence that, you know what? I can change. I'm showing myself, right? Because how do we do that? How do we change, right? How do we change? We're motivated to change. How do we do that? First, we have to admit that there's a problem, and we have to give ourselves confidence. So it could be the chumras of Shemit Tshuva are the confidence. So let me just summarize, and I'll throw it back to you for your feedback. Again, one approach, we have the technical approach. Right? We have Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzadik is at a higher level. Reish Lakish says, Baal Tshuva is at a higher level. Okay, the Rambam pass is like, and the general view is like Rabbi Abo, that Baal Tshuva is at a higher level. Again, either because of a greater challenge, like the Rambam, Rav Dessler, Nekudas HaBachira, right? You're judged by your choices, not your actions. There could be the struggle, like the Rav would say, the struggle that you went through in order to grow. You develop new kochos, you develop new strengths and new personalities about yourself that made you grow, right? That's Rabbi Katz mentioned that also. So that puts you in a higher level. And someone who basically didn't have to go through that struggle, who's at Tzadik Gamor. And then finally, the Arvei Nachal, who says, no, it's definitional. If someone's a real sinner and then he just does a mitzvah, he does tshuva, he's not a higher level than someone who's never sinned his entire life. But we're really talking about two different types of people who are both tzaddikim. And the goal is you always have to think of yourself as a Baal Tshuva, always trying to grow. So those are different definitions. Okay, so curious what your, yeah, the norm?